Hello and welcome to the Snippets of Leadership podcast.
Let's try to roll back maybe 3 years and think about the way one-to-ones were talked about back then. You know, one-to-ones are a weekly meeting where you as the manager and one person of your team have a chat for a limited amount of time, usually half an hour. Now, if you look at how they were portrayed 3 years ago, most of the time you will be told to end up talking about what to do, what tasks were going on, what challenges the person was facing, what you wanted or needed from that person, and vice versa. So sure, it was a one-to-one chat, but it was mainly focused on tasks and work, which was fine. However, if you transition to, well, now and what's happening nowadays, is that working the same way? One of the things that I've noticed working with several companies over the last 3 years and before is how the needs of people have massively changed. And one of the major ones has happened in leadership, specifically the need to have a relationship with your manager. So if you look at one-to-ones, at this wonderful, powerful instrument this way, is there any way we can adapt it to that need? My take on it is that one-to-ones nowadays, and especially when it comes to hybrid work or remote work or a situation in which people do not share the same physical space, must be focused on helping this relationship work and thrive. Basically, have a chat. Have a moment in time where the other person and you, the manager, can have a conversation about whatever topic comes to mind or whatever topic the other person wants to talk about. If it's work, great. If it's not work, just have a chat. If the need is to establish and maintain and consolidate a relationship, and there is no physically shared space you can use for that, then one-to-ones are a wonderful way to create a space for it. And if you need to talk about work, well, that can come later at some point. What do you think?
Thank you for listening. My name is Edoardo Bindazzane from EBZ Coaching. I'm a leadership and communication trainer and consultant. And if you have any questions about what you've heard in this episode, please reach out to me via LinkedIn, Facebook, or my website. I'll be answering the most interesting questions on the show. And if you know someone that will benefit from this type of content, please make sure you recommend this podcast to them. Thank you, and see you next time.